Joining us right now, Managing Director with Conway McKenzie, part of Riveron, Harv Light. Harv, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Paul.
I appreciate you joining us. I know you're an expert in the agricultural industry. We are beginning to see some issues with our food supply, particularly meat shortages. We understand there's a lot of meat packing plants where the coronavirus has hit. Explain a little bit about what this is going to do to the supply of meat.
Well, I think it's important to understand that there really isn't a shortage of whether it's cows, hogs, or chickens. What's really happening is there's no place to process them. So you've had plants that have had to temporarily close down, but some of those plants are opening up. There was news today that there's another plant that's going to close. And until the processors can get things under control, we're going to see some shortages in the grocery stores. But it's a short-term thing. It's not like we don't have enough cows and pigs and chickens.
Well, that's good, but obviously there's going to be a backup of supply. I mean, if you've got all these animals waiting to be processed, essentially, is that going to cause some backups at the plants while they're waiting to get back online?
Well, one of the things that does happen as a result of this, if you think about it from the farmer's perspective, I have a bunch of hogs that it's time to go get them processed, and there's no place to do that.
Yeah.
What do I do with the hogs? I can't afford to keep feeding them. So in many cases, some of that livestock has to be destroyed. I mean, and that's some of the things we're seeing right now.
What are some other concerns with other foods as we look, you know, sort of down the pipeline in the next weeks and months ahead?
Well, I think we have to get through this and get the processing issues straightened around. Longer term, you know, we have some issues. Dairy's a good example. Everybody's seen the pictures of the milk that's being poured out. And it's important to understand that, you know, that's happening because that particular dairy processor was making milk wasn't making it for the stuff that you put in a grocery store. They were doing it for cafeterias and schools, and those are 50-gallon drums. They don't have the equipment to be able to put it into your half-gallon or gallon container, and it's just too expensive for them to go out and get that. So what are they? The milk's going to spoil, so that's another one. That's one of the reasons you see them pouring that out. Their customers aren't open, so they don't have anybody to sell it to. But there's still plenty of milk out there that we can get to the grocery store.
Yeah, it's interesting. As consumers, we just think that everything comes from the same place and goes into the same pipeline to get to us at the store. But it really is different. The supply chain to restaurants is much different than the supply chain to grocery stores in a lot of cases.
It's very true, and I deal with some clients right now that have sold and still do sell to both of those types. But right now they've had to change over to so that they can do everything possible to get the grocery stores the stock that they need. And we're actually working 6 and 7 days a week to make sure that we satisfy that demand.
What about produce? What about vegetables? We hear of vegetables being left to rot out in the fields. Is this going to be an ongoing problem?
I don't think so. I think it's short term in nature. We may have some issues. It's going to be very different than last year with all the weather that we had. If the weather holds up, we're going to see a lot of corn this year, and that could cause some issues because, you know, that first of all, you're down on the number of cows and hogs and chickens that you have. And the other big use for it is ethanol. And all of our ethanol, when gas prices are low, people don't use ethanol, they use gas. So the amount of ethanol that we have, all our storage is full right now. If we make more, we don't have any place to put it.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's interesting. You know, things have not been easy for farmers at all. How big of an effect is COVID-19 going to have on the agriculture industry as a whole?
I think it's showing that there have been issues that have been going on for a number of years in the agriculture industry. You know, most people didn't even realize that we had a major drought back in 2014, and prices for most of what farmers sell were very high as a result of that. They have been steadily been coming down over all these since then, but the cost of what it takes to make it has stayed the same. So the amount of profit that they've been making is much less now than it was just a few years ago. And this crisis has sort of exacerbated that situation. And you're going to see some that are going to make it, and you're going to see some that aren't. There is going to be a shakeout.
There absolutely has to be. There's been a lot of federal relief for small businesses, for individuals. There will probably be more before this is all said and done. Are farmers getting their fair share, do you think?
I don't know if it's their fair share. I'm not sure everybody is getting their fair share with the way some of these programs have gone. But the government is doing its part. I've seen increases in the amount of fruit and vegetables that they are buying this year for different programs over what was done last year. So there is some relief there. And then there are some other programs that are coming online.
Finally, Harvey, as consumers, what should we all be aware of, I guess, and or wary of as we do our regular grocery shopping? Are there things that we should be concerned of? My concern is that people are hearing about meat packing plants closing and a potential crisis in the meat industry, and people are going to start hoarding meat the way they hoarded toilet paper a couple of months ago. What concerns do you have?
Well, unfortunately, some of that has already started a little bit. I think it's overblown. It's a short-term issue, and now prices are going to start to go up in the short term. But I wouldn't be going out and, you know, filling two freezers full of meat, because you're just going to be stuck with a lot of expensive meat when the prices start to come back down.
And they will come back down.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is a short-term issue. Probably a few weeks at most.
Well, we can get through that.
Like I had said before, the processing plants, they're opening and closing every day. I mean, we hear about the ones that close. We didn't hear about the four that just opened back up.
Well, you know, that's a great point. And I know the president has talked about invoking, his powers to force these plants to reopen. Is that going to be necessary, do you think?
He can try and force them to do that. But if people are sick and scared to go to work, you got to get that problem fixed first.
Yeah.
And I think most of these companies are doing everything they can to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Really interesting, though, and you made me feel a little bit better. Like you said, this is a weeks-long issue. This isn't something that we have to brace for months or years into the future. But it does bring to light how I think we take for granted our farmers and our processors and those people that make sure that we have food on the grocery store shelves and in the meat section and on our kitchen tables. We kind of forget about them sometimes.
We do. They're important. And as I've listened to some congressmen say, it's a national security issue. We have to make sure that we can feed ourselves.
No doubt about it. Yep, this has really shined a light on it for sure. Harv, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Harv Light is a managing director with Conway McKenzie, part of Riveron, and he consults with the agriculture industry, which obviously is going through some bumps right now, but we're doing all right. Don't panic buy. Don't hoard stuff. We all need to get out there and get our groceries in a safe fashion. It's